Earlier this month, a federal judge in New York blocked the Trump administration from adding a controversial citizenship question to the 2020 census. That doesn't entirely settle the legal battle over this, though, as other cases are pending. The question asks, is this person a citizen of the United States to all U.S. households? And its proposed addition to the census has raised concerns about an undercount, especially among immigrant communities. The census was one of the issues addressed at the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting last week in Washington, D.C. Mesa Mayor John Giles attended that meeting and was part of a panel on the 2020 census, and he joins us now. Good morning, Mayor Giles.
Good morning.
So you said it's reported here that you don't think that this question, the citizenship question, is a good idea. In fact, I think the quote in the East Valley Tribune was that this is just stupid. What's your feeling here? What are your concerns?
Well, let's remind ourselves, the census is constitutionally mandated, and this is something that cities rely on heavily for determining what our funding is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so an undercount would be a very bad outcome for Mesa and for similar cities that rely on the census for our funding. To that end, Mesa and every other city I know is working very hard to have a good count. We have a complete count committee in Mesa, for example, that's made up of a bunch of different faith groups and ethnic groups and community groups and neighborhood groups, and we're working very hard to set the stage so that we have a successful count. When you do things counterproductive to that, like putting questions on the form that are going to discourage people, that are going to undercut the trust that they have in the process, that are going to intimidate, and that results in an undercount of our community, there's some serious financial consequences for us. So that's why I and every other mayor I know are against including the immigration question on the census.
So this, you said every other mayor you know, so obviously this was Republicans and Democrats. You're a Republican, you're in a border state. Did you find yourself among the majority here, like there was a consensus among mayors that this is a bad idea?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not exaggerating when I say I don't know any mayors that think this is a good idea. Because this is not a partisan issue. This is totally irrelevant to how you feel about immigration reform or what side, whether you're for open borders or closed borders. That's totally a separate issue from, is it a good idea to have an undercount in the census? Republicans, Democrats, and everybody in between is going to be hurt if we have an undercount. This is where cities get, it's determined what our percentage of state shared revenue is. It determines how many congressional representatives we have. When we're applying for federal grants for public safety and other things, these are the numbers that are used. This is the baseline data that for the next 10 years is going to determine how much funding comes to Arizona and how much representation we're going to have and how much it'll impact countless decisions.
How have you heard, how have you gauged reaction, I guess, from the Mesa community? Have you heard community members, particularly within the immigrant community, they're concerned about the question?
Yes, and I think it's very reasonable to understand why. If you just think back a year or two, when we saw what happened to those good folks that trusted the government and shared their information in the DACA scenario, and you may recall it exactly. There was a very similar situation. We asked people to come out of the shadows and to be counted and to share their information with us, and we assured them that it wasn't going to be used against them. And then the rug was pulled out from under them. So there's already people already mistrust government, but when you have experiences like that you have to try to rehabilitate, to even introduce the question, the topic of immigration in this context has a chilling effect and an intimidating effect that will undercut our ability to have a good census count.
Yeah, I know when you were in Washington, you also had a White House meeting, and I think immigration and immigration reform was one of the topics that was discussed. Can you tell us what you told the president about being a mayor from a border state in a border state like this?
Well, it was an interesting time. We literally met with the president a minute or two after he walked out of the Rose Garden, making the announcement on reopening the government. So clearly, border security was on the top of his mind when he walked into the meeting with me and about eight or nine other mayors. That issue clearly has been very politicized, and I'm hoping that that can be taken down a notch or two, and we can agree on what proper border security is, and maybe even make progress towards comprehensive immigration reform, which is what I think as a nation we would all like to see, again, regardless of how you, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. We can see that Washington has been fairly inept on immigration issues for decades. I can tell you that at the mayor's conference, I was also part of a panel of border mayors, including the mayors from El Paso and San Diego and Albuquerque and Brownsville. And there is a humanitarian crisis going on the border right now, and it has to do with the asylum seekers. The mayor of El Paso, for example, said that he gets a daily text message from ICE telling him how many asylum seekers are going to be released into his community that day. And in a typical day, it's more than 300 individuals. And so in that community, very much like here in Mesa, the community resources and the faith groups are being used to assist ICE in processing these folks for the day or two that it takes to get them out of custody and then on to their next destination.
Right.
So this, all along the border communities, all along the border, you're seeing the burden for dealing with this problem being shifted to nonprofits and to local governments.
Yeah. All right, we'll have to leave it there. That's Mesa Mayor John Giles filling us in on the latest from the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting last week in Washington, D.C. Mayor Giles, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.